Oh, you just wait till I have someone on from PETA later on this morning, man. I'm going to give her a piece of my mind. I got a bone to pick with her.
Yeah?
You and your nasty bears you let run wild, killing people and dogs. Come on, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bears eating dogs and people, BDAP. It's going to be my new group that I'm starting up. 501c3, please send your money. And we'll also take your cars, boats.
Yeah, any kind
of vacation homes.
No deductions on your taxes.
Swimming pools, although they're not very movable.
All right. Not so much.
Good morning and welcome. It's 7:07. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Canadian Prime Minister Carney is going to meet with President Trump today, 11:30. I think they'll be able to iron things out. I think before the day is out, we're going to be stitching a new star on the old flag. Old Glory, 51st state.
That's not the working out I got to figure.
Oh, Canada. There you go.
Well, you can just make this guy the governor. Yeah, he'd be fine, you know, instead of prime minister.
Yeah.
He'd be the governor of Canada.
And even, you know, keep his pay the same.
Yeah.
What a great gig.
Yeah.
Trump is offering up some cashola if you want to jump on a flight and head back to where you're supposed to be. Get back to where you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Remember the Beatles knew it even back then?
Yes, they did.
It's $1,000. Get on the plane and self-deport. And that would save American taxpayers quite a bundle of cash. What else is going on? Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, visiting U.S. Army troops at Camp McCall. Camp McCall training facility, and she was also at Fort Bragg on Friday. During her visit, Gabbard discussed with warfighters and U.S. military intelligence leaders the best way to integrate intelligence with the military's operations in an effort to keep Americans safe, secure, and free. She also took part in an early morning workout with 50 of America's best special forces warfighters. Man. Keeping up with those folks?
Yeah.
Photo of the workout on whiteboard revealed that Gabbard and special forces warfighters did sandbag burpees because burpees are too easy on their own.
Right.
Sandbag squats, kettlebell swings, alternate lunges, flutter kicks, planks, and kettlebell Russian twists, among other things. Probably some Bulgarian things in there, too.
She's keeping up with the boys.
Yeah. Joe Kent, who President Donald Trump nominated to serve as director of National Center Terrorism, Counterterrorism Center, expressed that he was honored to join Gabbard as she led the workout with the special forces leaders and candidates at Camp McCall.
Wow. There's an older video, if you want to take a look, and I know you've seen it, kind of cool, of her doing some firing range stuff, and falling handguns, pistol, or rifles. Just kind of, it's a cool video. Just look up Tulsi and fire range there.
Yeah, pretty much makes her, you know, just about a perfect broad, doesn't it?
Wow.
A perfect broad.
Yeah, she can shoot and she can beat you up, Bob. Just saying.
Well, I wouldn't call her a broad to her face.
I know. Smart man.
Yes, man.
Smart man.
Vice President J.D. Vance will participate in a Q&A at the Munich Leaders Meeting organized by the Munich Security Conference. And this will take place tomorrow morning, apparently. Sources familiar with the event. It'll take place at the Willard Hotel in D.C. And that Wolfgang Ischinger, the former German ambassador to the U.S., former chairman for MSC, will be conducting the Q&A. So, for years, we've been told everything we fund and support is in the name of our shared democratic values. Everything from our Ukraine policy to digital censorship is billed as a defense of democracy. But when we see European courts canceling elections and senior officials threatening to cancel others, we have to ask if we are holding ourselves to an appropriately high standard. And I say ourselves because I fundamentally think that we are on the same team. We must do more than talk about democratic values. We must outlive them. And that is from Vice President J.D. Vance. So we'll see, because there's a little, a bit of uneasiness when it comes to some of the censorship stuff. And you've seen it in Europe. You saw it in Germany, right? What did the guy, he put out some kind of meme. They didn't like it. They literally arrested him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, you're not protecting free speech when you do that. And so, yeah, maybe more of this will come to light as a result. OPEC is going to boost oil output. I'd mentioned this a couple times this morning. And the good thing is this is going to threaten Russia's income stream. And if their income drops, they're not going to want to spend as much money or be able to spend as much money on their war on Ukraine. So the hope is that would weigh in favor, produce some level of leverage that might get Putin to the table with something a little bit more reasonable, something that may be, you know, that something Zelensky and those folks can live with.
Hope so.
So we'll see, but it's definitely a step in the right direction. The United States Department of Agriculture is targeting criminals engaging in supplemental nutrition assistance program. You've heard of it, SNAP. This is fraud that's going on, and they warn criminals that, hey, we're coming for you. A press release they put out, Special Investigations Unit worked with local law enforcement to identify criminals stealing SNAP benefits. SNAP theft on EBT cards has dramatically increased in recent years. One way criminals do this is card skimmers, essentially stealing these benefits that are loaded onto the card. USDA notes that international criminal organizations are heavily involved in these thefts as well. Acting Deputy Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, John Walk, participated in the operations, part of the largest effort to combat EBT fraud in the U.S., the United States Secret Service history. They are truly sick and depraved individuals who are stealing food from low-income Americans for their own profit.
Wow.
So, yeah, waste and fraud, and they're trying to nail the fraud. And that is absolutely a good thing, and hopefully they'll be successful.
You know, we probably can't even imagine how much fraud is in so many of our government programs. I mean, I'm glad DOGE is doing what they're doing, because and we'll never get all of it, obviously. And who knows if, you know, we can even get a lot of what we're finding, you know, taken care of. But there's just got to be so much.
Yeah. Well, we know there is. And like you say, you've got international groups that get in and on this as well. Mm-hmm. And so we're funding bad guys all over the world.
That's not good.
And people who are in need of said benefits are not getting them.
Yeah.
Welcome. 7:15. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, it's your turn to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever is bugging you. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And don't be one of those. But call in now. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. 7:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for hanging out with us. You know what time it is now. Time for What's Bugging You. A chance for you to call in and air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Good morning, Patty. What? Patty! What happened to Patty Cake?
I don't know. She was there. Now she's not.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she'll call back. You know how technology works.
Yeah, days. I sure do. Good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? I think it's kind of misplayed that Trump is putting a 25% tariff on German cars. And my reasoning is, if you're living in Germany, you wouldn't want to own an American car. We don't make any cars with diesel engines. They do. Our cars don't fit their roads. They don't fit there. Infrastructure, everything. And also, there's no support for an American car in Germany. You know, if you look at their shops and what have you, they're all big dealer or what the heck is
that? I mean, I know they got Harleys there. And look, if you've had such a high tariff on American cars coming in, of course they can't compete, and you never really get a dealer network and all that going on. So, you know, you can't. Maybe there would be something that would be marketable, but we'll never know if the tariff's too high. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point. Or, hey, how about if you make more of your German cars here, which BMW apparently does quite a bit of.
Yeah, the SUVs are made in South Carolina, and even like your new 3 Series, but they're coming from Mexico.
Ruh-roh.
Uh-huh.
877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you. And as we go back and talk to Mark, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is I'm fixing to go down to Disney World again just to make sure I can get the 97.3 Sky radio station. But I'm scared because I feel like the only guy in Florida who doesn't have this giant honking M1 Abrams truck to go down the slalom run on the I-75. I'm just fearful because people drive so crazy on that road. But I got to do it. Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah. And then you get into that whole spaghetti monstrosity. I basically used to live at one of those big interchanges that you come to where it's like the 408 and the Florida Turnpike and roads that take you both north and south. That was not there. They were just starting to build some of it.
Really?
When I left. Wow. And it's like, it's intimidating.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Let's go to Logan. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Mr. Bob. What's bugging me is the tendency of the scientific community to rely upon theories as factual information. A good example would be something like the Big Bang Theory or the Theory of Evolution, where we automatically assume these things to be truth, whereas they are not. They are theoretical. The same thing applies to, say, the Bible. Even though I myself am a Christian, I have to admit, the creation theory is a theory. We have no way of going back and proving it by observation. That's the only way you can prove things out of scientific theory.
Yeah, and we don't try to prove things scientifically because, you know, our belief system is based on faith. So there's that. But I see a future where the two will come together and the scientists will say, hey, we were right. And believers will go, no, we were right. And they'll both be right. You'll see. Good morning, Anthony. What's bugging you?
This is the guy in the big M1 Abrams truck. I'm tired of the guy in the Prius going 70 in the fast lane.
I will tell Mark not to do that.
Yeah.
I think he knows better than that. But I'm with you. Greg's in the Prius, and I'm in the Abrams.
You're right. Nothing against them.
I know you're not. You wouldn't sit in the left lane.
Oh, well, unless I'm passing everybody.
Not everybody.
Okay, everybody but Bob. the Wrangler, you start getting, I mean, you know, it's a soft top. Depending on the, you know, crosswinds or headwind, it's like driving a block down
it's
the highway.
That's not designed for that.
No, it's not.
But what do I always say? If you're driving too slow and you're in front of me, you're an idiot.
Uh-huh.
And if you pass me, you're a maniac.
Yeah.
That's how I look
at it.
Let's
go with that. But it's pretty accurate. Too much info for a bumper sticker. I got one.
Yeah, I guess it is.
It's a parking lot thing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Greg?
Yeah?
What's bugging you?
So I'm dropping off some clothes at the dry cleaners the other day, and I come out, and I'm walking across the parking lot. And you know how that in a lot of the smaller lots, they're designed so traffic only goes one way in each lane?
Correct.
Which means they're angled in a certain way, so you pull in and then back out of your parking spot, and then you go in the right direction.
Yep.
Okay. Walking back to the Jeep, and it's a lane that has the cars pointed I guess
the car should be coming behind you to park.
Yes, they should. No, the other way. They should be coming towards me.
Okay.
You weren't there, Bob. It's my story.
I'm trying to help.
Yeah, I know. They're pointed towards me. And I don't walk in the middle of the lane because, you know, cars are going to drive. So I'm walking through the two empty spots leading to get in the Jeep. Lady in a little white Ford Fusion is the next lane over, and she's going up her lane, which is kind of where she should be. And she starts to pull into the parking spot. I'm thinking, okay, she's going to stop there. No. she wants to park in the spot going the wrong way that I'm standing in at that moment. And I'm looking at her
in
like,
other words, she wanted to go through the empty lot parking spot.
Which means when it's time for you to leave, you're either going the wrong way down the lane or you're cutting tight if somebody pulled in next to you because of steering's in the front. And I'm like, really? And I kind of give her the look. It's like, what are you doing? She kind of, whatever. I get in my Jeep, close the door, and I'm like, man, what an idiot. And I realize my window is cracked maybe an inch or two. She's like, you're the idiot!
Oh.
I'm like, oh, you don't want to go there, sister. So I might have rolled down the window and suggested, well, but at least I know how to park a car. But it's like, no. Get in the parking spot designed to go the direction you're in so that you can back out when you're done and then proceed away from the parking lot. That's how they're designed.
Pastor Chris, you have him every Sunday. Can you fix him? You haven't fixed him yet?
It's a long-term project.
I blame Pastor Chris for all of it.
I'm sure he appreciates that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, he won't roll down his window and say bad words. I'm pretty sure of that.
I didn't say bad words.
Oh.
I just told you at least I know how to park a car.
Just remember that tongue, man. The tongue can be your enemy. You know how I know that?
Yeah.
Because it's my enemy.
Experience. Yeah.
Got me in trouble many times. 729 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for hanging out and doing what's bugging you with us. And coming up, we're going to connect with Sheriff Bobby Schultz in a little bit. Hang in there. So much more on the way. 97.3, The Sky. Every new day is a fresh new start. So don't screw it up. Good morning and welcome at 7:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Kessler is here. Yeah.
Perspective.
Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And your top story, the Canadian Prime Minister Carney is going to meet with President Trump today at 11:30, and they're going to be hanging out together for maybe a couple hours, hour and a half anyway. You've got that going on. President Trump saying, hey, I want to be your tour guide. Here's $1,000. Now get your butt in the seat, fly home, and stay there. So that would save the American taxpayer a lot of money, a lot of headaches, a lot of hassles. Hopefully a lot of people will take advantage of that. What I say, kind offer,
yeah.
Right? Elderly man, he's 88 years old, and him and his dog were both killed by a bear or bears. I guess they're still trying to figure out. Was it, you know, multiple bears? But an elderly man definitely was killed by a bear, and so was his dog. And this was in Florida, southwest Florida. Yeah. When you get away from the hoity-toity areas of Naples, and you go inland a little bit.
Yep.
That's where
in the woods
lived them some bears.
Yeah.
Well, there's a nice wilderness area that's really, I guess this happened sort of on the edge of that, just, you know, not too far.
That's sad.
Yeah. It's awful. And we're going to tell our friend Ashley Byrne from PETA at 905. We're going to tell her what we think of her letting animals eating people. Come on, man.
That's kind of a whole reversal on the people eating tasty animals bumper stickers we've seen in the past.
We're going to blame it all on her and see how she likes it.
I can't wait.
You know I don't operate that way.
I know.
Well, unless it's you.
Yeah.
All right. So you got that going on. Some of your top stories. Wow. How handsome of a president do you have to be to be awarded a Pulitzer for your image?
Really?
President Trump!
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't get the Pulitzer. He didn't take the picture, but the picture is of him.
Really?
You didn't know this?
This is crazy.
A New York Times photographer has been awarded a Pulitzer Prize. This happened yesterday. Greg's giving me the look... what is this? Are you you pulling my leg?
Because they don't acknowledge anything positive about Trump.
Well, I found it on Fox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's why. that explains
it. Well, now, it's kind of a double-edged sword in a way, because it's the photo of Trump, Butler, Pennsylvania, and the assassination attempt, and specifically a photo that where he actually catches the bullet like in flight.
See that
you can see the stream or whatever.
That's an award-winning
shot.
Because you've got to get it that moment. I mean, yeah, you're doing the high-speed, you know, shutter, whatever, but that's an amazing shot.
I have a name for the photo. I don't know if the photographer would accept it or not, or anybody else for that matter.
Okay.
He's giving me another look.
Yeah, ready, yeah.
Divine intervention. That's what I would call it.
Like
the Mona Lisa,
this
is divine intervention.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
And the July 13 event yielded numerous historic photos and videos, such as when Trump quickly got up after being shot off the stage, holds his fists in the air while shouting, fight, fight, fight. That was pretty iconic.
You know, that shows you just how in the moment and the clarity he has.
Yeah.
I mean, again, for a guy his age, we'll say that. But, I mean, any of us, you've just narrowly missed having your head blown off. And you've got the wherewithal as a couple of things. One, you've got Secret Service and, you know, those other bozos trying to get you up and get you out of there. You want to get your shoe back, and you can afford as many shoes as you want, but you want to walk out in your own shoes.
Yes.
And you have the wherewithal to come up with that line at that moment of what you want those people to see as the last thing they're seeing of you that day. That's amazing when you really analyze it like that.
I have it from a very good source that the what they call the Melissa McCarthy agent,
well, you know,
who had a little trouble putting her gun back in its holster.
Yeah, a little bit. That was a problem for
apparently,
her.
That my source tells me that she was to be washed out of Secret Service school.
Really?
But somehow, some way, somebody stepped in and
she
graduated. That's kind of what it sounds like, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But so, are we surprised one bit?
No.
I mean, we saw her there. You see her at the hospital. She's just not.
I mean, we've talked about this before, that basically what's referred to as the A team, the top team, was with Jill Biden,
right?
Not too far away in Pittsburgh,
right?
But apparently, there were like 16 of the top folks, and I believe that she took 14 on her detail.
Because so many people are threatening Jill Biden
in Pittsburgh at a closed door event or whatever,
right? Not a controversial Donald Trump standing outside on a
stage. Open field,
yeah. I still think it's weird that CNN was there.
Yeah, is that, I wanted to fact check that. Is it absolutely true that that was the only rally?
Yeah.
Because that's a meme going around that CNN, that was right. The only rally they showed was Butler. And I didn't get a chance to fact check that because that would be very interesting. Remember, they were the news organization that showed up when, one of the political operatives, Stone, was, who was very close to Trump. Roger Stone, remember the CNN reporter was like out there all by himself?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, the police and all the agents and everybody shows up and they acted like it was a SWAT takedown,
Oh, my goodness.
And then little Roger Stone, about all 92 pounds of him, you know, comes out with his boxer shorts on. Yeah.
And that's what it takes to take him down.
Yeah. But right. CNN was there.
Yeah.
When no one else was, he just happened to be in the neighborhood. He thought, that's a nice house. I'm just going to set up here and take a little picture of it. Yeah, right. Okay. So anyway, how many presidents' photos have won a Pulitzer Prize?
Yeah.
And that'll be, Trump will have bragging rights on that. You know he'll turn it into that. I was like, oh, hell, I remember taking pictures of him when this happened. Let me go back and look, the photographer said. I started looking at it. I started sending them right away. And I called one of the editors and I said, please look at these very closely. This might have been near the moment where he was shot. She called me back in 5 minutes and said, you won't believe this. We actually see a bullet flying behind his head. I was like, oh, my gosh. Yep. Mills said he captured the rally images with a Sony A1 camera. So they got their nice little plug in. But yeah, the iconic image by the Times, Doug Mills managed to capture the split second moment. I mean, split second is right. When a speeding bullet was seen midair next to Trump's head at the rally. It's one of several that he captured that day that earned him one of the most prestigious awards in journalism.
I can't find whether or not they were at the other ones. And the conversation came up with Elon and Joe Rogan. But apparently they say they were there.
At other ones?
No. They say they were at this one.
Right.
As if they normally would not have been. They were there not because they knew he was going to get shot, but because, well, they thought that was the day that Trump was going to announce his VP pick.
And does that coincide with all that? Huh.
That's their defense, though, of that story. But it makes it seem like they weren't at the others. They were justifying their existence for being at that one. So a little more research on my part needs to happen there.
Man, I would hate to lose a watch, you know, because I like watches.
Oh, I know, yeah.
But what if it was worth $400,000?
I'd ask you where you got the money to buy that. Yeah.
No. Professional athlete?
Oh.
Stand by for the whole story. It's coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Sheriff Bobby Schultz is going to join us a little bit after that. So don't go anywhere. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, brought to you by Florence Recycling. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, 751. It's going to be another gorgeous day in paradise. Yeah. Hey, it'd be one thing to have a $400,000 watch. It'd be another thing to lose it
or
get it stolen.
I would hope it's insured. My goodness.
I don't know.
$400,000. My house didn't cost that.
Well, it's Jason Pierre-Paul, two-time Super Bowl champ, played for the Giants, played with the Buccaneers, went to University of South Florida. Yeah, he was a pretty good player. He made millions. He made I know one of his contracts was like $68 million, $40 million guaranteed.
Well, then you can afford a $400,000 watch.
Well, even if you have a lot of money, you still got to be careful when you're partying, apparently. And he lost his $100,000 watch. He claims it was stolen at a Florida nightclub. In an Instagram post he put on Sunday, Jason Pierre-Paul told his followers that his luxury Richard Mille watch. Wow, the guy is so renowned.
And we don't even know
him. And so rare that we don't hear his name. We don't have enough money to even say his name.
Well, yeah, when your watch costs more than some Ferraris, I don't know.
A lot of Ferraris.
Of Ferraris.
If they're used, yeah.
400?
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking at him the other day. I was thinking about putting a downstroke on one.
Uh-huh. And then he said don't touch the cars.
Yeah. I wasn't real. I was just looking them up, values and stuff. You can get into a decent one for about $100,000.
Mm-hmm. And then the first time you take that in for its next big service?
Yeah,
you can buy another car with that.
I could probably get a neighborhood kid to change oil. It's not a big deal.
Wow. What could possibly go wrong? Yeah. Anyway, back to his watch.
So he said he had been jacked while clubbing Saturday night at a nightclub in Hollywood. As Pierre-Paul describes it, he gets a bad feeling as he makes his way through the packed club, as if someone had taken something from him. Later, his suspicions were proven accurate when a friend asked him for the time. Pierre-Paul noticed his luxury watch was no longer there.
Oh,
he sought assistance from the establishment's security staff in apprehending the thieves, but he claims they were unhelpful. The former Giant pass rusher further claims another patron had their watch stolen that night. Pierre-Paul has filed a police report, and an investigation is underway. If you do go out, warn to those attending the festive environments, have someone with you who can watch your back. Get it? Let's look out for each other.
That was good timing.
I see what you did there. No one deserves to go through this. Please help spread the word. Keep our community safe. He's offering a cash reward for information leading to the watches. Return.
Yeah, that's not going to show up at just your average pawn shop. $400,000 watch.
I mean, if you had a briefcase full of money, which could be a much smaller amount than that, wouldn't you have that thing like handcuffed to your wrist?
Well, a watch kind of is.
Yeah. but apparently you don't need a key to unlock it.
No, that's, man, that's scary. And just, that's got to be so frustrating, too.
I just, look, he made the money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he played professional football. He put his, you know, body out there on the line. Mm-hmm. He, by the way, he was a player that, he had a fireworks accident and had part of his hand blown off, basically, and still returned to football.
He did?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. His brother, I think, was born with a deformed
hand. Oh, see, that's who I was thinking of. That's the story I was thinking about.
Yeah, well, that's why it's so ironic or whatever.
That is
but I
weird.
Couldn't find a lot on his brother, so
huh.
I just went with Jason Pierre-Paul.
Wow.
And, yeah, man, to have a $400,000 watch, though, I mean, you still feel bad for him.
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah. Still don't want to lose it, even if it's insured. You like it, you bought it, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to lose my, you know, $39.99 Timex either.
No. Wow.
That's a lot of money.
You would think the club would be a little more, at least, doesn't sound like they were even nice in helping him deal with it.
You know why he just didn't buy a small house with it?
Yeah.
Can't wear that on your wrist, can you?
No.
There you go. I don't know. I don't know how very wealthy people think. I'd like to, you know, go through it.
Oh, yeah, we'd suffer through it.
Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz is going to join us. We'll have a chit-chat with him coming up in just a few minutes right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Maybe he should watch out for a watch showing up in Gilchrist County.